Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
These are my guys, Los Straitjackets. I always depend on them for my Christmas music bumps, Jane, and they are a band that plays live in Mexican wrestling masks, and they don't sing.
Wow.
But they're very entertaining, so it's that time of year. Can you believe, how many days away from Christmas? We're
I'm
less
a
than
panicked.
2 weeks, right?
I know, because I'm usually like, I get done quick, and this year I'm just like not.
We have done nothing. Now, we've set up, like, the lights are on the house. The tree went up on Sunday, but then we went to Las Vegas, so there's no ornaments on the tree. We do have lights on the tree. The other thing that I forgot to do is I forgot to water the tree because I do have fake. I have two fake trees and then one real tree, but the tree did not get watered.
We have a very small tree because we're supposed to be going to Paris and between Christmas and New Year's, and my trip is probably going to be ruined. So, yeah, we had it all planned that we were not going to, like, do the big Christmas because we're going on this big vacation.
Explain why it's ruined.
Well, the protests. Yeah. So, the protests are,
And you can't change your flight?
No, because it's too expensive to try to go somewhere else.
Can you just join the protests?
Maybe. They're fighting over pension. And so, but still, it's a mess. Like, we are in the place we were supposed to stay literally is right ground zero.
Is there any chance that that gets resolved before you're there?
It doesn't appear so, but okay. I guess it's always possible. And you kind of hope the holidays makes people a little bit more giving. But, and conciliatory, and they work together. But I don't know. We actually have to get there, which I think the planes are getting in. But then once you get there, it's how to get out of Paris and how to get out of France so that you can. So we're going to have to go somewhere else. So that's going to, like...
So in other words, you still fly in, but then maybe hop a train and go to Spain or Germany or something like that.
Go to Bordeaux.
That's an option.
Go to Bordeaux.
Okay. I'm open for suggestions.
Go to Bordeaux.
Okay.
Land in Paris.
Whose voice is that?
But all of France is having issues with the protests. So
that is State Rep Steve Butts from
he
Crawford
jumps
Butts
in.
Insurance. He just jumps in there with French recommendations.
But I'm all for all suggestions right now. State Representative Steve
How
Butts.
Are you, Steve?
Joyeux Noël.
Did you take French in school?
Parlez-vous?
No.
I took 12 years of it. So I was like kind of looking forward to like trying to, and I've been trying to
brush
up.
And have you never been there?
Been there? Oh, I've been to France. I've been to Nice,
all right.
But not Paris.
Oh, yeah.
I love Paris. Beautiful.
France is great, but Bordeaux.
Yeah. Amsterdam's an option. That's where my son's fighting for. Do you blame him?
Well, Amsterdam, hell, just go to Denver or Vegas.
Now, Portugal is on the
or
table,
the city
too.
Of St. Louis.
Here's Game of Thrones tour
in
Portugal.
I think you were you referencing Amsterdam because of the drug policies?
Well, all kinds
okay,
of
but here's what's interesting.
Policies.
So let me share my Las Vegas experience. So my wife works in the marijuana industry, if you will, mainly with CBD products right now. But, of course, we have medicinal licenses that are going to be awarded here.
Very
Should
shortly.
Should have been the last couple weeks, absolutely. But they extended that. So there was a huge conference out there, huge cannabis conference, MJ BizCon, 40,000 people. And, you have recreational marijuana that is legal in Las Vegas, and they have dispensaries everywhere. But you can't smoke it in public. You can't really smoke it on the strip. Right. You can't even bring it into the hotels. So it's interesting because the laws still have to evolve with...
We still have a federal law
problem. Well, that's right.
That's where I think a lot of people that's where people get nervous is at any time the federal government could come in and shut it all down. Now, they haven't.
They could. They won't, though.
But I would not...
They have to deal with the banking situation.
Banking situation is... to me, that's very dangerous.
So here's what happens. I've heard this from experience. I have no personal knowledge of this.
Wait a minute. You heard this from experience.
Somebody told me that this happens, that if you buy something at one of the dispensaries and you have to use a debit card, for example, they really can't run it through traditionally like a debit card. They can run it through as like a gift card, and then you pay a fee, and then they
apply. Or give you cash, and then you pay.
Right.
Yes,
there's
that is
all
correct.
So they do an end run. There are ways to get around it, if you will. But it is fascinating. And yes, the amount of when people in Missouri, and I think a lot of people here are going to have this opportunity when Illinois goes recreational. When you step into one of these stores and you see the assortment of vape pens and gummies and what is referred to as flower, which is the actual, you know, marijuana buds, they have teas, they have the products. And this is what this conference was about, because it's not only for products that include THC, but CBD has offered a lot of benefits to people. Well, I'm not totally all in as it being some miracle drug, but I'll even use an example. I have a 107-pound black lab who's 11 years old, has a lot of joint pain, hip pain. This is common with labs, and to the point where a little while back he couldn't even get up off the floor in my living room, and we've started giving him CBD, and he's doing a lot better. Now, look, is there a direct correlation? I don't know. But it is something that people are having success with.
But one thing
with.
You have to be careful of in Missouri is because we have a CBD licensing scheme, and we've been doing CBD for intractable epilepsy for a while. The problem is every gas station in Missouri now says they're selling CBD. That has not been regulated. That's not been tested. That's
right,
not been.
Right.
Know what's in it.
Do not go anywhere except to a licensed provider, because it could be as harmless as olive oil. It could be as not harmless as, you know,
well,
stuff
to your
out
point,
there.
This was something my wife was talking about. This came up at the conference. Because of that, yeah, there are people. You're getting products from overseas that doesn't have any CBD in it.
Right.
They're being sold to you as CBD, but there's no CBD
right.
in it.
And, you know, in Missouri, you know, they have to be tested. And if you're a provider, you have to actually have a lot number, and you have to. It's like, you know, you would like vitamins or any other thing that is regulated. It's acting very regulated. And, you know, so if you see it at a gas station, like, no, don't. Because that's not good. And so I wish we do need more education on that, because the CBD, if it's, you know, I think we should try it as long as you watch it.
Here's what's interesting about the education. I had fascinating conversations. I don't know if you guys do this, but when I go to other cities and I jump in Ubers, I like talking to the Uber drivers. Sometimes if you don't want to have a conversation, you don't have to. But I met a lot of interesting Uber drivers just sharing some of the stories. And when that topic came up, my mom would be a good example of this, or maybe someone who's listening right now who's older, maybe not even older. When they hear CBD and they know it's related to the hemp plant or marijuana, they think it's illegal. Becky's had people say, oh, no, you can't give me that. When it's just CBD, when she says, that's completely legal. There's nothing can happen to you.
Not here, but it is legal in other places.
No, it's legal. No, CBD is completely legal. Completely
the
legal
THC
here.
Is
everywhere.
Out of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't get you high.
You have to be regulated, though.
No,
licensed.
It is. It is completely legal. Right. I'm just telling you. There's no federal law or state law or local law that prohibits that product. There just isn't. But people think because it's related to marijuana that it's somehow. But it's the education process. Steve, let's talk about your involvement here in Bikes for Tykes. You've been a supporter. Jane and I were commenting that this is one of the warmer afternoons we've been out here, by the way.
The bright side to global warming.
Exactly.
This is great.
Right. Come here. It's
Crawford,
wonderful.
Crawford Butts Insurance is a continuing sponsor of Bikes for Tykes, and we appreciate your support.
So we love this whole plan. Bikes for Tykes is great. It's just something way to give back to help kids that make sure they have a good Christmas. So my dad was a Marine. I've talked about him in the past, and this meant a lot to him. You know, the Toys for Tots thing, which morphed into adding Bikes for Tykes. So to Norb Butts, who was a great Marine, passed away about 3.5 years ago, and this was an important day for him. So I want to keep that going at Crawford Butts. And we just collect toys in our lobby, and people love a specific way to give back.
Absolutely.
To help other people, especially this time of year.
Especially kids.
Well, you can, and this is why we're here at Gravois Bluffs, you can bring a bike by, a new bike, you can buy one at Target down the, down the road from where we are. There's a Walmart near here as well. We'll put it together. The Marines are here. On the topic of Norbert Butts, how about Norbert Jr.? Because your brother, Jane, was saying, did he give the big finale speech in Madam Secretary?
He did. So
but
Jane,
don't give it away. Kind of a spoiler.
I won't. So Jane and I are both big fans of Madam Secretary. And the show is just wrapping up. Because
the series is done.
She's Madam President. Right. And
oh, is that what happened?
No.
Taya?
Well, we've had a whole season.
It's a whole season. She's been the president.
But it started as Madam Secretary, right?
Correct.
Okay, but
correct.
What's is the show still called Madam Secretary?
Yes.
Yes.
That's fake news.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. She got promoted.
You are fake news.
She got promoted.
So, and
Norbert. And his brother played a senator.
He does play a senator.
For people who don't, we've covered this, but Norbert Leo Butz, two-time Tony Award-winning actor, is in a lot of television and film, was in the show Bloodline, and was just actually in town to help Steve do some stuff with not only a charity that you guys have for your late sister, but also for the campaign. But just to set that up as far as who your brother is, so he's in Madam Secretary, which should be called Madam President.
They weren't going to change it that
season,
quick.
Just right?
That's right. So Norbert gets to do a lot of guest appearances on various network and, you know, TV shows. He finally plays a good guy, a noble guy. He always plays.
Took him a little bit to get there.
It did. He starts out weak, but, you know, he's in a couple episodes at the end.
And I love the way they invoked his dad, which I thought was very cool. But he was great. And so, I was like, oh, my God, Steve's brother pulling it in, man.
I told you this, Steve. I texted him last Thursday.
I'm sure you get called his brother a lot. I'm going to call him your brother.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
I sent him a text last week because, and Norbert and I became friends. I took him to Springsteen on Broadway. But he was the original Fiero in Wicked.
He was.
And he's on the soundtrack with Idina Menzel and amazing. Kristen Chenoweth.
And
really
his
does
wife,
a great job.
Michelle Federer, the original Nessa Rose. Michelle Federer. She's on the same recording.
Thank you for correcting me on that, too. That's a great point. So I took my daughter to Wicked last week. There's a little soundtrack in the background here. And she's almost five. I mean, she'll be five in March. I didn't know if she'd be able to make it the whole time. I had been playing her the soundtrack. She had seen The Wizard of Oz. We get there. We get to halftime of the show. And she says, I want to stay. So she made it through the whole show. I was so proud of her. And you never know what's going to be that thing that sparks someone. I don't know what it was for your brother. I know you guys were a musical family.
We
and you
were.
Did a lot of theater. But even if you can latch onto something at that age, you just never know what develops, which is one of the reasons
Amen.
I want to expose her to a lot of things like that.
For sure. I think kids in theater and musical theater in particular is terrific for
it's
them.
It's great for their minds. The music, all of that is. Right?
If you haven't seen the show, or even if you have seen Wicked, it's well worth
You're
seeing.
You're going this weekend?
I am. We're taking all our grandkids. We have 8 grandkids.
That's
Six
so
of them
cool.
are going with us. So
here's the only problem, and I'm going to tell you because you'll have this perspective. I didn't love, I feel badly, didn't love the Fiero in this one, but
see, we can hear the best.
I saw the best 25 years
right.
ago
right.
with Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth and that original cast in New York.
Oh,
that
I
was,
can't even.
That was magical.
They're
you know,
like
I was telling you this during the break. It's very difficult because when I was listening to the soundtrack, and we've been listening to Frozen 2, and we've always listened to Frozen 1, I hear Idina Menzel in the soundtrack, and I tried to, I don't even know why I attempted to do this, but I tried to explain to her that was Elsa. And that's very confusing for a 4-year-old. She's like, wait a second, that's Elsa. Elsa's in Wicked? How does that work? I don't
She's
really understand
She's not even blonde.
That.
Right. She doesn't
exactly.
get that.
Exactly. So that part of it was weird. But I want to make mention of this, too, and I'm not sure when this movie opens. Maybe Christmas, but Adam Sandler, of all people, is getting a lot of Oscar buzz for a film called Uncut Gems. He plays a interesting jeweler in New York who has a gambling addiction problem. And I'll leave it at that for now. But Idina Menzel plays his wife in that movie. And she has a very interesting dramatic turn. You don't really get to see her do that. That is a great, great movie. And I can't wait for people to see it. So
I look forward to it.
Keep your eyes on that.
She's a great talent with a great voice.
Hey, Steve, before I let you go here, we'll get to a break. But we obviously have the legislative session that is just around the corner. Just in a couple of weeks, you'll be at work in Jeff City. What's your priority here going into this session?
So I reintroduced
As one of the five Democrats in the legislature. What, there's 5 or 6, right?
There's like 46 or something. So we're gaining a little traction. I'm going to say for myself personally, transportation funding, you know, we just can't. Everybody says we have to do something, and nobody is so far. We haven't had enough agreement to actually
Gotta
do
figure
even
it out.
The simplest of things.
Right.
So I reintroduced the same 2 cents, and, you know,
right.
that's one big
but
issue.
Start the conversation.
The gambling machines, the slot machines, so I actually played them in at the Kingdom City exit. So if you're right there at 70, getting off of Jeff City, you can actually play the slot machines. They're kind of unregulated, and nobody's really
so what has to happen with that?
Under our law, they're illegal.
Yeah, they're illegal. It's not being enforced right now. I'll say that's a big issue. Charter school expansion, that'll be another big issue, I think, that's going to come up.
A lot of discussion.
When you say the slot machines are an issue, you're talking about perhaps fixing the law so they're
either
not illegal or enforcing
either,
the law.
Or enforcing it. You got to do one
correct.
Or the other.
It's not fair to casinos and regulated
right.
gambling
right.
You know, that pay
level
fees.
Playing field.
It's
right.
an unlevel play field. Maybe that and the Wayfair tax, you know, internet sales tax to level that playing field.
Oh,
we're looking at these brick and mortar stores right here. you know, they're just not on a level playing field. So.
Oh, we've been dealing with that for 20 years. It's about time.
Things move slowly in Jeff City.
They
Jane,
do.
Very
the
slowly.
Butts, Crawford Butts Insurance, thank you so much for
thanks,
your sponsorship
Merry
of Bikes
Christmas.
For
thanks
Tykes.
For doing this.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Great to see you.
Miss any part of the Mark Reardon Show? Download the podcast anytime.
Initiating download. Stand by.
At KMOX.com/Reardon.
Jay just said something smells good. I believe it is the sweet, savory scent of Sugar Fire, another one of our fine sponsors here.
My eyes are starting to roll back in my head because when Sugar Fire is nearby, I mean, I just, oh my goodness, it's so good.
Delicious. I'm telling you,
they had a, it's like
I haven't seen Mike Johnson in the last month, but they had a special Sloppy Joe that I ordered. That
Sloppy Joes are everything.
But this Sloppy Joe was in a different Hall of Fame level of flavor, I will tell you that. And I don't know, it was one of those daily specials, so they don't have it on the regular menu, but man, it was
Now, have
it
you
was
been,
good.
Is, I'm not sure it's open yet. Is Sugar High open yet? It's
I don't know
food,
what that is.
It's the food truck that's going to be Sugar Fire plus High Point.
Don't know the answer
to
that.
Which is a dream. So whenever that is, we need to find that out and we need to go there.
All right, we'll keep track of that. I'm actually... I know that somebody from Sugar Fire is out here. I don't know if I see. I think Matt Martin from Sugar Fire is helping out with some of our other stations. You know who's with us
Bikes
right now?
Arriving.
Nora Sutter, who's the VP and Regional Administrative Manager for Overhead Door Company of St. Louis, another fine sponsor helping make this possible. When Jane and I got here earlier this afternoon, there were no bikes in this parking lot. I see at least probably 20 or so now. So, Nora, this is what it's all about, collecting bikes this weekend for some kids in our area. These are going right to these kids even next week, turned around very quickly.
Absolutely. We're really excited to be a part of this. You know, we are St. Louis proud. We're all born and bred here, so we love to take every opportunity we can to give back to our community.
This is so great.
I guess maybe just offer the inspiration for Overhead Door to get involved here, because we have a lot of great sponsors. Jim Butler Chevrolet is going to come by here in just a few minutes. We had Steve on, but we couldn't do this without your help, so we really appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to be a part of it. It's always a pleasure for us, and we are grateful for the opportunity. We've been participating in Toys for Tots for many, many years, but when we had the opportunity to get involved in this, everybody jumped on it. It's one of our team's favorite things every single year.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's great weather. Everybody should come down here and join all of us here, because this is the best weather we've had in like 3 years.
It really is. Yeah. It's been a lot colder than this.
Yes. Which and you can buy a bike at Target, right? You can buy a bike. You can donate money.
There's a Walmart not too far from here as well, but they will take checks. Yeah, the one thing is it's new bikes. So if you have a new bike that you want to put together, or if you just want to leave it in the box, you can certainly drop that off. I know we're collecting bike helmets as well. So if a bike isn't in your budget and you want to pick up a bike helmet, swing that by here. We're right in the corner of Gravois Bluffs in the now-defunct H.H. Gregg parking lot. H.H. Gregg. We hardly knew ye. They weren't here very long.
Right, exactly.
And I bought something here actually
years ago.
Yeah, I think I bought one of my TVs here.
You were ahead of me.
Many years ago. But we have a big, big spot here with trucks that will be loaded. You know, these trucks are emptier. They're just starting to get filled. And, Nora, I don't know if you were here last year when the parade came by for Jim Butler Chevrolet, but it was pretty impressive. They had all these bikes loaded in the trucks, and Fred Bird was there. I think they might still do that as we
work
through this hour.
I hope so. That'd be fun.
How's the Overhead Door business overall?
It's great. You know,
you're a St. Louis favorite.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's a good thing. I mean, it's like because you do our door. I mean, by way of disclosure, Overhead Door does my garage. And
everybody in St.
Louis
knows
you.
Yeah. I've got a funky thing going on with and you guys have been out to see it. I don't know what it is, but it might be some RF, which is radio frequency, because sometimes I'll go up. We've never been able to dial this down, and you guys have helped with it. Sometimes it's fine. Like 85% of the time, it opens fine. But every once in a while, it just will not open. You know, you keep pressing the opener, and even
user
on the keypad.
User error.
It probably is user error. I don't
know. I'm just saying that, but that's great.
So I'm getting something fancy, though, because I love home automation and technology, and as I cross-pollinate sponsors here, the sound room, I have a system called Control 4 in my home, which is home automation system, and I can do kind of fun things, and I'm going to hook it up with the garage doors, too, because then I can even tell when the garage door was open and closed. So if a child, if a child sneaks back into the house and said they were home at midnight and it's actually, you know, 2 a.m, you wouldn't know that. So basically, most of the home automation needs that I have are for spying on my kids. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Me too. You know? I don't judge. That's exactly right. And now, and I can still hear the door. But, you know, someday, I mean, when I get older and can't hear.
The ones I need to spy on are out of the house, unfortunately.
But you're starting
in
over.
In Columbia, yes.
So
yes, yes, yes,
you.
I have.
That's
Nora, thank you so much for coming by here and for helping out with Bikes for Tykes Overhead Door Company. Appreciate it.
Amen.
And all the work. You guys are big, longtime KMOX sponsors. So couldn't do it without you.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank
Yay.
You. Why is Jean Evans here?
She's just, I don't know.
Come on over, Jean.
Get on in.
She brought her checkbook. Come on in.
Oh, well, now we like her. If you
Hey, look, I'm even going to get her title right. The executive director of the Missouri GOP, not the chairman.
And she's here to write a check, which is awesome for the kids for Bikes for Tykes.
Well, we have a victory office right over here. So we are now in Gravois Bluffs, and yes, I brought my checkbook.
Yes, that works.
I don't know who to make the check out to.
It's for the children.
I don't know if you make it. Oh, we'll find out because it might be U.S. Marine Corps, it might be Toys for Tots, but don't just fill out the rest of it.
Yeah.
$1.5 million, you can just put that in there and everything will be fine.
Just empty the whole.
This is so I don't know if you heard the roundtable, but we had Jack Coder out here from the city and he didn't know what to do with himself. He felt so safe in the burbs.
He had to go back, though, because he had to go back quickly.
He realized he didn't have to wear his bulletproof vest
exactly.
when he was out here. Yeah, this is God's country.
He was roaming free. He was roaming around, but he had to go back. It was
a very lively roundtable, I must say.
Oh, it was always fun.
We like to keep them lively.
Timmy is funny. I mean, Timmy's hilarious.
Jones?
Yeah.
He's great.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, he's cuckoo. I love him.
No, we had a good time. You know, I hate to venture into politics here in the 3 o'clock hour, but we'll do it anyway. Just have you been watching impeachment this week? Are you glued to it, Gene?
I wouldn't say I'm glued to it. I just got back from D.C.
Oh, you did?
So I was there Saturday through Tuesday. I was at the White House. I was at the Vice President's house. Got to meet Mike Pence, which was wonderful. But one of the things I noticed was none of the politicians I talked to or consult, nobody was talking about impeachment. It wasn't even on, you had to bring it up and they just kind of blew it off. They go, oh yeah, it's kind of messing with the schedule, but we think we got it figured out. It's just a foregone conclusion, what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And everybody's sort of moved on. That was it.
Well, that's kind of what I said during the roundtable, not as far as relating to the people in Washington, but I do sense that when people get together, whether it's this weekend or as we get closer to Christmas, I know you have your traditional disagreements in families about politics, but I just don't think that everyone is dialed into this because they're so worn out by the whole process.
Well, and they're also worn out by this president.
Well, that might be true. That might be true.
Yeah, I think just people are worn out. And you know what? I think over Christmas, I mean, I'm hoping everybody, like, you know, even Boris Johnson said, look, can we take a break, over the holidays?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect time to say, you know, Jane and I are friends. We're on opposite sides of the aisle. We get along great. I know we were talking about Tim Jones. You get along with him. We're real people. We don't have to agree on everything. And we can have heated discussions and debates.
And still be friends.
And still be friends. We don't have to be nasty.
That's right.
Gene Evans, the executive director of the State Republican Party. I like to be nasty, but that's just me. Thank you, Gene. Good to see you, and thanks for the check.
He's wearing two pairs
of
glasses.
Lindsay, who do we make the checks out to here this weekend? Toys for Tots. There you go. Toys for Tots is who you make. And thank you, Gene. That was very, very generous of you.
Generous.
Appreciate it.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals.
Christmas, we go to Christmas bumps here as we get into our Bikes for Tykes event at Gravois Bluffs. Jane Duker with me this afternoon. You know, I bought this this fancy new iPhone Pro day after I got it. I got it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I think I told you the story.
Yes.
The next day, I'm at a little woodsy park area with my dogs.
Yes.
I dropped it in the woods. Luckily, I found it right away. Today, I've dropped it two times. Now, what they did is I got a case, right? Mm-hmm. But they also sold me this protective, because everything's made out of glass now, right? So they gave me this protective covering.
And they do,
I thought, well, do I really need that? Well, apparently I did because
it
saved
like
my
bucks.
Phone.
Yeah, it did.
It actually saved my phone from breaking.
He's
I can
peeling
see
it
the,
off
now,
yeah. Which you will, which is good. That's what it's supposed to do, by the way.
I do love that phone.
I know. Well, so I got liquid glass, which is like a liquid product that they put on to cover it, and then I got another of those protective covers because I have too many times. I mean,
I have too
many insurance claims with the phones.
Absolutely. All right. Bring some bikes by here. It's fun to watch them accumulate. And
they're coming.
Who was it in the last hour? Somebody said, well, the commenting on the big parking lot that we have right now because it's wide open. I said, well, by the end of the weekend,
it will be full of bikes.
Wide open. It'll be full of bikes. And the folks at Don Butler Chevrolet helped make this happen. And Jim Butler Auto Group. Sorry about that. I think I'm saying the wrong name, which I apologize for.
Jim Butler Chevrolet, Jim Butler Auto Group.
And
there
I apologize for that. Don Bay is the general manager. I have Butler on the mind, so.
Well, you had, and you had Don, and he missed, he
if
mashed
you
want
to promote me, that would be great.
Yeah.
Did Did you guys do, because I remember I've mentioned this a couple of times, that the parade of trucks where everyone came in with the bikes, are you guys still doing that this weekend?
That parade is going to start here pretty soon.
That is so much fun.
Hundreds of bikes are on their way.
And they line them all up, so come down and join that. That's why we do need the bigger parking lot.
Correct. So last year we donated $45,000 or over $45,000 worth of bikes.
Wow.
Which was more than half of the total donations out
Thank you.
And this year we're looking to eclipse that and get over $50,000, and I think we are getting close.
That is amazing.
So how has that been working for the last, have you guys been taking and accepting donations for the past few weeks or so?
We have. So we started in the last week of November, and so every sale we donate a bike, and we always encourage the folks to bring down and drop off a new bike, or if they want to donate an extra bike while they're purchasing a car. That's always...
That's great.
It's awesome. It's an awesome program. And to couple with the United States Marine Corps and Toys for Tots is an honor, because as a Marine Corps veteran myself, just a little shout out to my brothers and sisters in the Marine Corps. Really appreciate it.
That's great. No, this is fantastic. I mean, you are a huge part of this event, and we are entirely grateful for your support. And everybody, if you can hurry now and get down to Gravois Bluffs, to see the parade of bikes. It's better than, well, it's not quite the Blues, but it's close. It's close to the victory parade. But to see all those bikes and think of all those kids.
I don't
kids,
think there's going to be as much vomiting in this in this parade compared to the Blues parade.
I don't see Brett, I'm going to go on a limb here.
Right,
I don't see Brett Hull. So I think this is a more sober parade, but that's fine. But no, do come down here and join, because it looks even better as we add more.
Don, what's new in the old car business? What's hot right now?
Well, as we talked in the springtime, trucks are hot then, hot now. New SUVs out, new Blazers out. We have.
Yeah, how's that new Blazer doing?
It's doing.
That made a bit of a splash, didn't it?
It did. It's doing very well, selling very well. The new Tahoe and new Suburban are on their way this spring, so that'll be another hot topic for.
I love those Tahoes. Can I just have one?
You could have one. You have to donate a bike, and then you have
I can do that.
Wait a minute.
Donate a little bit of your hard-earned money.
Oh, yeah. See, there's the catch, is that hard-earned money. Yeah, okay.
Sign a couple places. It's painless and easy at Jim Butler. You just come in. We have a great selection, and you pick it out, and we make it really easy. And
I heard a very good rumor. Is it possible that Santa will be in this parade in a Corvette?
Well, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I think you're going to see Santa.
That's huge.
And Last year we had Fred Bird in a Corvette instead of a sleigh. And
well, I mean, he is a progressive and a wild Santa. Or is he having a midlife? Either way, we love the Corvette and we love Santa. So you can come down here, but we're thinking like 4:30-ish. So come down and see Santa in the Corvette.
Santa's summer, little known nugget of information. Santa summers in St. Louis. We've seen him. You've seen him at Park Pacific.
I have.
He walks across the park, across from Park Pacific, a lot of times in his t-shirt and his scruffy beard. We don't know where he lives, actually, but he does wander the streets of St. Louis. And I'm not really even joking. There's a guy who looks exactly
like Santa.
And he wanders the streets all the time. We've got video of him. Yes. And I'm just saying, I haven't seen him in a few weeks.
And not Mrs. Claus. So,
I don't know.
But now he's in a Corvette, so life's getting better for him.
All right, that's great. Don, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And thanks to the Jim Butler Auto Group for everything they do with Bikes for Tykes. We'll be out here with all the radio stations throughout the weekend, and it'd be cool just to have, we'll snap a couple pictures here, just the perspective of the lot, which is relatively wide open as the bikes start to accumulate here.
Yes. Well, appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for supporting
our community. That is so generous.
All right, Jane, you got a big weekend planned, do you, or not?
No, not really.
This weekend?
I have got to get it together on Christmas.
I do too,
that
actually.
Is kind of the deal. So, I've got like a couple. I got presents. I got more presents to buy than I don't know why I thought, it's going to be easier this year. It's not. So I got to get on that. I'm an Amazon I like doing a lot on the internet just because it arrives at the house. And
well, I think everybody does at this point.
And but I think, depending on if I don't get it together, I might have to be going to the stores and fighting with people.
This is going to be interesting we should do a show on this, archive it, and then take a look 10 years from now, because let's look at even where we are right now. We don't have Circuit Cities anymore, right? H.H. Gregg could not survive. You can basically go to Lowe's or Sears, if they are still open,
barely,
to get your appliances. But the brick and mortar starts. But let's talk about 10 years from now. So I think we had an iPhone in 2008, but we didn't have a lot of the things that we have right now.
Correct.
A lot of the social media platforms weren't in existence.
Correct.
So you fast forward 10 more years, And will there be any place we can go to go buy an appliance, or will you do it all online?
I don't know. I mean, I almost think, I don't know, there has to be a breaking point where there's no way. I mean, and I do online stuff probably more than most, but there still is a need to have human interaction. You know, I still like to go to a store. Sometimes, you know, clothes. Like, sometimes you have to try something on.
I don't like buying clothes necessarily from online because
it's not only the size,
but even if a picture, I don't know, for me, the picture doesn't do
the
piece of clothing justice because there's texture involved and you can't really tell what it looks like. I've ordered things online before, having not seen them in person. I didn't like them very much.
Well, or also, the only way I know I do it is that, okay, I know I've got it in another color, and I know exactly what it is. I know the size. I know it fits me. But, yeah, and I'll take experiments if they're cheap. But if I'm going to look for, like, a suit or something, you know, nice clothes, I'm not likely to do that online without going. So I hope that means, because I don't want all stores to go away. That would be sad, too. But, I mean, looking at this parking lot and all this retail, I mean, you know, there's been some switching around.
So just on an entertainment note, as we take a peek into the next hour, my friend Dan Buffo, who's a fellow film critic, is going to join me this afternoon live from out here. We'll talk about Richard Jewell, which opens today, the new Clint Eastwood movie, which is outstanding, and it will make an impression on you. So if you want to go see that this weekend, take a listen at 4:20.
When is Bombshell coming out, or is it already
Bombshell,
out?
I think, is Christmas Day or next weekend. It's That's very, very good, too. It's one that I think that people will... I don't know if enjoy is the right word because, you know, and I mentioned this before, the Clint Eastwood movie and Bombshell actually make interesting companion pieces when it comes to
sort of the media.
I mean, they're obviously different stories, but there is some crossover.
Commenting about the media, well, and it's interesting because, you know, I used to take a lot of film classes and you can see the trends. People are focused on the media. They make movies because they're reflecting what people are interested in and talking about. And so, you know, that's why these films are getting made now. And so I think the media is steadily becoming a bigger focus in a lot of art.
Well, Dan will join me at 4:20. We'll also run down the Critics' Choice nominations. Came out Sunday, the Golden Globes.
SAG.
On Monday, the SAG nominations are out now. You will even get to vote in those because you are a proud union member. So we'll kind of handicap the award season as we get closer to the Oscars at 4:20 this afternoon. Bring by some bikes. We have... dozens of them where we had none at 2 o'clock. We started the afternoon, dozens accumulating. You can bring them by. We have the Jim Butler Parade, which will start shortly. We're live at Gravois Bluffs for Bikes for Tykes all weekend long on KMOX. Jane, I'm kind of excited about the snow. I know a lot of people don't like the snow, but it's a Sunday. Probably you'll be out of here by Monday morning, and you know, let's get a few inches of snow.
Let us know that Christmas is coming. I mean,
I feel like it's just going to be a tease at this point, though, where we're not going to get very much. I don't like that.
Do we even know our chances for a white Christmas, or do I not want to know?
I think it's a little far out for that.
Okay. Yeah. Because that would be fun.
My guess would be minimal. Hey, we are collecting Bikes for Tykes, and Jason Shupp is with us with Ferguson Roofing, another one of the fine sponsors to make this all happen. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Good. Thanks for coming out. We get a lot of bikes here. We didn't see these. We've been out here for a couple hours. There were no bikes here. No bikes whatsoever. It's fun. Jane and I have commented on this to see
The buildup.
The buildup and the lot get filled up. So explain Ferguson Roofing's involvement here.
Well, we have been doing our 80 and 80 philanthropic campaign over the last 2 years, and as we're approaching the end of it, this opportunity came up, and it was a perfect end cap for our campaign that's bringing really everything that we wanted to do together. You know, we have a love for cycling there, me in particular being an avid cyclist and a father. I want to see more kids on bikes. But we were able to, you know, tap into, obviously, our employees, tap into our distributor partners with this, other charitable partners that we've met over over the last 2 years. Even our customer base has been supporting this. So it's kind of bringing everything together. And this campaign was, this particular event was a great way to do just that and wrap up everything we've been trying to accomplish.
I used to be a cyclist, you know, and then I started playing golf again, Jason. So we need to do golf clubs for Tykes, I think, in one of these. Now, because I used to be one of these guys. Are you out when it's this cold riding? What's your cutoff? Mine was 35 degrees.
I'm closer to 40 these days.
Smart. Good for you.
But you know also, like, on a day like this, it wasn't too bad a couple hours ago. The sun's out. It's not too windy. It's not that bad. You can get cold weather gear.
Right.
You're relatively warm. But you get winds and clouds, it gets below 40, you're right, it's cold.
And I'm a mountain biker more than anything. So once you get in the woods, that buffers a lot of the elements. So I'm a little bit warmer when I'm on the trails.
That's
great. Good. Good luck with the cycling. Thank you so much, Ferguson Roofing, for doing everything they can to make this. This is an amazing event. It keeps growing and getting bigger. And I hope a lot of people come out here and are inspired by your generosity and everyone else this weekend for Bikes for Tykes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. I have a truckload of bikes, and I'm going to be unloading here in the next few minutes.
Oh,
so I'm very excited
great.
For that.
If you need help with that, Jane is your
right.
person.
Excellent. Seriously, excellent. Do not ask him.
I will flag you down.
Thank
All
you.
All right. Hey, Dave,
it.
Audio cut of the day. Let's do it.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Jane, I'm going to continue to get mileage on the Peloton commercial because here we are. It's like the third week of the Peloton commercial. Monica Ruiz, she's the actress that was not only in the Peloton commercial. Did you see the vodka commercial with
Ryan
Reynolds?
I loved it.
She was on the Today Show and talked about when she kind of realized that this was becoming a thing.
Last week, I started getting all of these messages from friends and family, and it was just like links and screenshots of everyone's really upset. And I'm like, about what? And I'm starting to read some of it, and some of it was really negative. So I'm like, okay, I can't read anymore.
Yeah.
So I kind of stopped reading it thinking it's going to blow over, but it didn't really blow over as quickly as I thought it would.
When you think about the negative, because I have some friends who saw it and said, oh my gosh, it did seem sexist to me. I didn't love it. I have friends who were like, what is everybody talking about?
Yeah.
Did you understand like why people got spun up about it?
I mean, honestly, I think it was just my face.
Like, what do you mean?
My fault. My eyebrows looked like worried, I guess.
I don't know. There's a picture behind me, y'all. That's the one that she says is at the heart of this whole thing.
I'm telling you, it was my face. That was the problem. And it just went, you know, exploded from there. She looks worried, and I'm like, oh no, my eyebrows.
They moved. So I guess a lot of people have Botox and stuff, and their eyebrows stay straight.
I'm not used to seeing it anymore. It's too much.
That's Monica Ruiz. Cut of the Day, sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Pain relief and comfort to fit any budget. Good for her, because now she has to be the most popular advertising spokesperson in the country right now.
Kind of.
And I think she's going to get more gigs out of that,
too.
Right? Jane, have a great weekend.
I will.
We'll see you next Friday. Next Friday might be the final Reardon Roundtable of the decade.
I know, right?
We're going to take Christmas week off, so I think it's going to be the final of the decade.
Okay, well, that's huge. Everybody must be there.
We're back. Total Information PM live at Grabovoi Bluffs. Movie reviews. Dan Buffa's going to join me 4:20 this afternoon.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.